putting that chair up for a half an hour when it came yesterday.
It's really very simple, Mother. All you have to do is follow the printed directions.
Hey, Grandma, is Agnes a good name for a girl frog?
Dennis, if I was a little girl frog, I'd be very happy to be called Agnes.
That gives me four swell names for the frogs in Mr. Wilson's fish pond.
When I was with Mr. Wilson a little while ago, he appeared to be calling those frogs by a few names of his own.
How about Frank?
Frank's a good name, too.
I'd better make it Frank Jr. One of them's still a tadpole.
Well, Mrs. Mitchell?
Henry, you're getting more like your father every day.
I've been using has just done wonders for my fuchsias and azaleas, but, well, nothing seems to help my pandiformis rubber plant, so I'm doing a little experimenting.
Oh, now, George, remember the last time you experimented by mixing your own weed killer?
Oh, well, now, Martha, we needed a new lawn anyway.
Maybe some of the members of your garden club can suggest something to use on the plant.
What, me ask those hothouse has-beens for advice after the way they treated me? Never. Now, I'll just put this in here. Stop! Good grief. Out, go on, scat, out, out! Martha, those little beasts have just got to go.
Oh, now, George, it was you who promised Dennis that his frog Sam could live in the fish pond.
Well, I never would have if I'd known Sam was about to become a mother.
What harm can a few frogs do?
Martha, they wake me up in the morning. They keep me up at night. They get in my way when I'm gardening, and they keep hopping into the house at all hours, completely unnerving me. In short, Martha, they do everything that Dennis does but ask questions.
And we'll name this frog Mr. Wilson. That's a good name, Dennis.
But what if Mr. Wilson turns out to be a girl frog like Sam?
Mr. Wilson's a boy frog, Margaret.
Listen here, Dennis Mitchell. How do you know he's a boy frog?
Because he keeps his mouth shut, that's how. Gee, look at him hop.
Yeah. Did you ever see a girl hop like that? All right, Dennis. You can call him Mr. Wilson. If you let me pick out Sam's new name.
You want to change Sam's name?
Sam's a girl, isn't she?
So what? It's not his fault. Yeah, why funny poor old Sam? Sure. Do we go around trying to change your name just because you turned out to be a girl?
But Margaret is a girl's name.
Yeah. Dennis, it's no use arguing with a girl.
Now, let's see. I think we should call her Teresa.
Teresa?
After a girlfriend of mine.
Listen, Margaret, what right does some dumb old girlfriend of yours got to have a swell frog named after her?
Dennis Mitchell, if you don't mind your ways, I may never even speak to you after we get married.
Dennis, do you believe what my mom says about us like girls when we get older?
I guess we gotta believe it, Tommy. What about those guys kissing girls in the park without even getting sick to their stomachs?
Yeah. Maybe as you get older, you get a stronger stomach.
Say, there's good old Mr. Wilson.
Which one?
The big one.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. He's been playing in your fish pond.
Oh, good morning, boys.
What you doing?
I'm about to feed my new plant here some special plant food that I've invented. Now, don't bother me.
Jeepers, if that's the kind of food plants like, I'm sure glad I'm people.
Me too. I'd even rather be a frog and eat bugs.
You'd rather be a frog than people?
Nah, they're one of Mr. Wilson's plants.
If you boys don't mind. Dennis, this is just as good a time as any to tell you that you have got to find another home for your frogs.
We will. The cheapest well we take them.
As far away from here as possible. Rapidly turning me into a nervous wreck.
Gee, Mr. Wilson, we just named one of the frogs after you.
Yeah, and you should see him jump.
He burps loudest in the whole pond, too. He's about the best swimmer and the best diver.
He doesn't even hold his nose.
Dennis, I don't care if he does the double one and a half backwards from a low rock while blindfolded with both legs tied behind his back and smoking a cigar.
Does Sam have to go too?
Well, I'll accept Sam.
Jeepers, Tommy. Those poor little orphans.
It's 26 inches.
Step on one more of my plants, and you're going to have to find someplace else to play.
Jeepers, Tommy. I guess we'll have to find new homes for Jimmy and Gus and Agnes.
Mr. Wilson, too.
Here comes Sam.
Wilson's favorite plant.
It is? Sure. Isn't this the one he was just playing with? Now we're in real trouble.
What'll we do?
We gotta find another plant like this before Mr. Wilson finds out, or he won't let us come around anymore.
Hey, Dennis, my mom's got some plants that look like this in our backyard. Let's go get one.
That's a swell idea, Tommy, but won't your folks mind?
Heck no. We got a whole yard chock full of plants. Dad says anything's better than having a lot of grass to cut.
There! It looks even better than this old plant we broke.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Tommy, do you suppose your folks would let you try keeping the frogs in your fish pond if we promised they'll be quieter this time?
Not a chance. My dad's even complaining about my Uncle Harold staying with us. And he hardly makes any noise at all.
You ought to wait.
Now, Martha. Oh, hello, Mrs. Schooner. This is Martha. George. George Wilson.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Wilson.
Mrs. Schooner, I wanted you to be the first to know.
Know what, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I have developed an amazing new plant food which made my Pandiformis rubber plant grow 4 inches within 45 minutes.
Mr. Wilson, are you quite sure you're all right?
Well, if you and the rest of the club officials would care to drop by my house this afternoon, I will be happy to substantiate my claim with concrete evidence.
We'll be there within the hour, Mr. Wilson. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Martha.
Oh, God.
They're all right.
Hey,
was a fish, I wouldn't be without one.
Guess what, Grandma? Good old Dad likes fish ponds, too.
That's not fair.
I wonder how come we don't have one.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to ask your father that.
Okay! Hey, Dad, Grandma wants to know why we don't have a fish pond.
What is all this about fish ponds?
The fish pond we're going to build.
Hey, wait a minute. Mother, what is all this about fish ponds?
Well, I was just going to ask you the same question.
Boy, it sure is easy to get excited over a fish pond, isn't it?
Dennis, we're not building a fish pond.
But just suppose we did build one. Then Sam and his kids could have a new home and all live together and...
No fish pond?
No fish pond. Nice try, though.
Dennis! That's Tommy. Maybe he did better with his fault. Hi, Tommy.
Dennis, my mom wants her plant back.
She does? Keepers, are you sure?
If I was any sure, I couldn't sit down for a week.
This is going to put us right back where we started from, Tommy.
Even further back. My mom says I can't watch any television tonight.
Want a caterpillar, Tommy?
No, thanks. What a goofy bug. Wearing a fur coat in weather like this.
Say, Tommy, I wonder how much Mr. Merrivale would charge for a plant like this.
He shouldn't charge much for something that looks like a big weed.
That's just it. The more they look like a big weed without being one, the more they cost.
I got 7 cents. Hey, wait a minute. Here's another penny stuck to my bubble gum.
And I got 17 cents and 39 cents in my piggy bank. Let's see. 8 and 17 makes 39.
Gee, Dennis, if we had a little more, we could run away from home.
Well, one thing at a time, Tommy. Carry the two and... Say, doesn't Mr. Merrivale put in fish ponds for people?
You think Mr. Wilson would rather have another fish pond than a plant?
Of course not, Tommy. But maybe Mr. Merrivale would like to give a frog away with every fish pond he puts in.
That's a swell idea, Dennis.
Sure. And that way we could find good homes for Sam's kids, too.
Hey, maybe we could get Mr. Wilson a new plant and make money besides.
Keepers, Tommy, how much do you suppose a frog is worth?
Let's see. One must be worth at least... You know something, Dennis? I've never sold a frog before.
Me neither. I'm going to get a box to put the frogs in. You take your mom's plant home, and then meet me in Mr. Merrivale's nursery.
Okay.
Here, stick the old plant back in until we get back.
Mixing the plant food containing ammonic and nitrogen with the second bottle, I derived this formula, which I am temporarily naming George Wilson's Modern Miracle.
Oh, certainly is pungent, isn't it? I wonder if it would do anything for me.
This is all very interesting, but what we really came by for was to see...
Oh, of course, the famous plant itself. Follow me. Now, over in that flower bed, you are about to witness one of the miracles of our time. Why, I wouldn't be the least surprised if it's grown several inches since I called you.
Exciting, Mrs. Isby. Simply thrilling, Mrs. Spooner.
Well, this way. Well, there it is. To think, in 45 minutes, that plant went from a mere 26 inches high...
to a mere 22 inches high.
Yes, 22 inches of perfect full-leaf beauty in all its... 22 inches!
Great Scott, Martha! It's shrunk! This is your idea of a joke, Wilson.
I don't understand. Why, less than an hour ago, it was up to here. Martha, it's shorter than it was this morning.
Shame on you, Mr. Wilson. And you almost had us believing you.
Well, I tell you, I...
Well, I suppose we really should be running along.
I have an idea. Why don't we go in and have tea and brownies while Mr. Wilson uses the plant food again?
I really don't see what you... Did you say brownies?
That's a wonderful idea, Martha. And then when 45 minutes go by, we can come out and look at the plant again.
Well, I certainly see no harm in that.
Fine. I'll put the water on.
It is now exactly 23 1/4 inches high.
All right, Wilson. Proceed.
Little devil, isn't she?
Hi, Mr. Merivale.
What do you boys want?
We want to buy a plant.
Well, now, what kind of plant are you interested in?
We don't know what it's called, but it looks like a big wheat. Here's one, Dennis.
Oh, well, that's a new variety of Pandiformis. Yes, sirree, boys. That plant will cost you just exactly $4.75.
Oh, boy. That sure is a nice plant, though, Tommy.
Yeah. How'd you like to pay for it? Cash or by check?
We'd like to pay as much as possible by frogs.
Well, I guess that wouldn't be too... By what?
Frogs! You can give one away with every fish pond you put in. They make great little pets.
Out.
They're kind and thoughtful and eat bugs like crazy.
Out.
Besides, we've got 17 cents and 8 cents and 39 cents, which makes 64 cents altogether.
O-U-T. Out.
You just take a look at these cute little frogs.
For the last time, please.
You did it. Get him, Angus. Here, boy. Here, Frank.
Get those frogs out of here.
Now, Mr. Merivale, you'll make them nervous.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mr. Fisbee.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson. One more brownie and I shall turn into one.
Is the 45 minutes up yet?
Precisely 2 minutes to go. Though I, for one, consider this experiment a ludicrous waste of time.
Now, now, Mr. Trumbull. It's only fair that Mr. Wilson should be given his day in court, so to speak.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Schooner.
Wasn't it swell like good old Mr. Merivale to sell us this plant for only 64 cents, Tommy?
Yeah, and all we had to do was promise to take our frogs and not come back till we're out of college.
Caterpillar back, and we're all through. Come on, Tommy. We might as well take Sam's kids back to the fish pond for now.
Okay.
Say, we must have left the frogs over in my yard.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Oh, Martha, I can't look.
If that plant has grown an inch, I will eat my potted geranium leaf by... Amazing. Utterly amazing.
I see it, but I can't believe it. I feel positively giddy.
Martha! It's 29 inches!
Oh, George!
Wilson, we have done you a grave injustice.
This is truly a superb achievement of man amongst men.
Oh, now, really?
As a small token of affection, I make a motion that we hereby declare Mr. Wilson a member of the Valley Garden Club Judging Committee.
Well.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, dear.
Thank you, Martha. I would like to say something. Now, as soon as George Wilson Miracle Plant Food is available for the garden lovers of the world, the entire proceeds from the product will go to our own beloved garden club.
Bravo! Perhaps we can get that fellow Merivale to handle the sale to the general public.
Oh, no, please, anybody but Merivale. Why, that old skinflint would even overcharge his own mother for flowers on Mother's Day.
I agree. Personally, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's the one who originally imported the Japanese beetle.
Now, if it just doesn't start to shrink again.
Shrink? Better not shrink, Tommy, or we'll take it right back to Mr. Merivale.
Back to who, young man?
Uh-oh. I think I've said too much already.
Dennis, do you know something about this plant that I don't?
You stepped on your old plant by mistake, Mr. Wilson. So Tommy and me bought you a new one.
Oh, good grief! When did you boys put in that plant?
Just a few minutes ago.
Just think of it. We were all fooled into believing the impossible by tulip boys.
Oh, why, of course not, Dennis. But knowing Mr. Merivale, however, I'm afraid this plant was very expensive.
Boy, was it. We never would have gotten it if it wasn't for the frogs we took over to trade.
You mean you traded Merivale the frogs for the plant?
Not exactly, but he sure got all excited about them.
Well, you don't say. Boys, where are your frogs now?
They are. After them, Tommy.
Oh, if that old pirate Merivale is interested in those frogs, he must have a good reason.
The question is, what could he want them for?
Could it be because they eat garden pests?
Why, of course, Martha.
Mr. Wilson, do you actually believe?
Of course I do. Why, those frogs eat harmful garden pests.
And that old meanie no doubt expects to get those frogs for next to nothing and sell them to garden lovers like us at outrageous prices.
Young man, I'll give you 50 cents for one of those frogs.
You will?
You can put me down for one also.
I'll take two of the icky little creatures.
Oh, boy. You collect the money and I'll pass out the frogs.
Okay.
Just a minute, Dennis.
Goodbye, Agnes. Goodbye, Clyde.
Clyde.
Goodbye, Jimmy. Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Mr. Wilson's a slimy one, isn't he? Oh, no offense meant.
Oh, I should so like to see the look on Mr. Merivale's face when he hears about this.
Yes, sir. This time we certainly did put one over on the old pirate.
We told Mr. Merivale those frogs would make swell pets, but he wouldn't even take them for nothing.
What?
Come on. Okay.
Boys, come back here.
Oh, here's Clyde.
Oh, great God. Martha.
Hey, Mark Summers. Summers here, wondering, will it be the Pie Pod, the Pie Wash, or the Pie Coaster for my next unsuspecting guest? Find out on What Would You Do? It's right here next on Nickelodeon.